Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 2¾ cents, 534. September wheat down 2 cents at 667¾. And November beans down 2¼ cents at 1262. Export sales were weak. Wheat 155, beans a combined 244, corn a combined 264. Well, we'd finally got some rains in northern Illinois here. We had one storm come through my area. It rained for about 10 or 15 minutes with some hail, and it was here and gone in 10, 15 minute stops. And now we've got some rains right on the eastern side of Illinois going into Indiana. We've got one cluster of storms. Right on like the four state area of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. But again, these rains seem pretty spotty to me out here. But we were higher overnight most of the night and then broke as these rains came through Illinois. The outside markets, the dollar's up another 42 ticks. The metals are down pretty hard. Silver down 32, gold down 18. But, they are getting some rains, you know. It's the first time we've actually seen heavy rains that were actually predicted. Obviously, the funds have blown out of a lot of long positions here going into the report tomorrow. The average guess is for corn stocks at 4.261 billion bushels. That's down from 4.349 a year ago. The beans are looking at 808, down from 968. And wheat, 611, down from 698. The average guess on the corn acres is 91.81. Beans, 87.66. The beans look to be about 100,000 higher. The corn could be 100 to 200,000 lower out here. All wheat, 49.647 million acres out here. That'll be down about 200,000 from last month or from the last acreage report. So, you know, I don't know. The stocks numbers could be a little bit bearish out here. I don't think the acres are going to be mean much unless it's a big change, which we really don't see this time of year. So it's just a matter of what do the funds want to do. We don't have the long weekend because markets are open on Monday, so, you know, there's a little bit less risk there where they can get out on Sunday night if they want in or out of the market. So it's really kind of a mixed bag out here. I'd say, you know, the pros will look to sell rallies now that we've had some rains, but I just don't think there's been enough rain here to actually make these crops. I think it's made part of the crops, but I think where it's been bad and haven't gotten any rain, it's still pretty bad. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.